Coffee.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RT.ie. Tracy O'Connell. Tracy, good afternoon.
How are you, Joe?
Good. What's your situation and what are you campaigning for, so to speak?
Well, basically, my father died a year ago and my mother died 4 weeks ago.
Okay. I'm sorry.
And I'm homeless at the moment with my 6-year-old autistic son. Yeah. And living with my ex on the floor. But the problem is, I went into the council the week and a half ago, and asked them, could I stay in my mother's house? Because, it's a family home for the last 40 years.
And it's a council house.
It's a council house.
I'm
back on the council list since the last 4 years myself. But the council turned around to me and they said that they wouldn't be giving me mum's home because they wanted it back and I have to be out in 2 weeks. But, in fairness, it is a family home and I would like to stay there with my son. And I offered them that I would do up the house myself so they wouldn't have to pay for it or anything, and I'd pay the rent. But they still want me out.
But you're living in that house at the moment.
Yeah, I'm staying there with my son at the moment.
Okay, and how long are you living there, Tracy? With your son, I mean, obviously you were.
No, I'm staying there on and off about 6 months now already.
Now, you were looking after your mum?
Yeah, before she died. I was, cleaning and cooking and doing stuff for her. But I never got the chance to go on the tenants' agreement because she went downhill so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And were you paying, do you mind me asking, were you paying rent in the house?
No, it was my mother.
Okay. And how long has she been renting, Tracy?
Oh, about 40 years.
And how big is the house?
It's a 3-bedroom house. But, I was thinking then, my son has very bad sensory issues. I can make one of the bedrooms into a sensory room, if you know what I mean.
And the council said, we want the house back because of the condition it's in, or?
No, it's just because, I don't know. I think they just don't want me in there. When I give them all the documents of what's going on with Ryan and stuff like that, and they just said that they want the house back.
And given that you have one son, one child, as you said,
special needs,
Did you ever rent yourself? In other words, did you ever get a HAP payment? Or?
I did. Yeah, I got the HAP.
Yeah.
But I was in the HAP scheme for about 2.5 years until my old landlady had to sell the property. So I cannot find another place at all.
Yeah. So if the council's telling you to get out.
Yeah.
And can they evict you even though you're not the tenant?
Well, I don't know, but, I don't want to be causing trouble for them because I'm on the council list and I don't want to be, kicked off the council list, if you know what I mean. But, at the end of the day, the house is a family home and, they don't understand this at all. They just want me out.
But they say the family that the house was originally rented to, unfortunately, are now deceased.
Yeah, I know.
Is there any precedent? Has this happened to anyone else, do you know, that they got the house, they got their parents' council house when the parents died?
I don't have a clue.
Yeah, okay, stay there, Tracy. 5155, maybe we'll hear from you. 51551 Joe at RT.ie, Tracy's in Shannon. Now, Susan contacted us, a separate issue, but it's about accommodation, and it's a side of the story we seldom hear. Susan, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe, how are you?
Good. Yourself and your partner, 38, you bought a house. And
yeah, we, just firstly, I want to say thanks a million for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for making the call.
So we basically were saving the last few years to buy our first house together.
Mm-hmm.
We went viewing houses out in County Meath probably last maybe September.
Okay.
And around the middle or late October, we kind of found the house that we really wanted.
Okay.
And we kind of just knew the minute we saw it, we were just really excited, really happy. We went sale agreed in that house at the start of November 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And all seemed very straightforward. The tenants were given in written notice, you know, that they had until January 2019 to come out of the house because it was up for sale agreed, and their 12-month contract was up with the estate agents in January anyway. So from our side, it all seemed very straightforward and we were getting excited about moving out and starting our new house and all that kind of stuff. But January came, no word from solicitors or estate agents as about contracts. And we're like, oh, it's a bit strange. Anyways, we got in touch with people and basically we found out that the tenants weren't moving out and weren't really too willing to move out. So in fairness, the owner went through the proper avenues and went through the RTD and got help in that way to try and get the tenants out. But the tribunal date was set up then for April. So we waited until November, no real news, just bits and pieces, but nothing really concrete. So we're in a bit of limbo. We didn't know what was going on. Anyways, the RTB set a tribunal date for April 2019. So we're like, oh, great, there's a date for April. We might get a bit of news now, you know. So the tribunal happened between the tenants and the owner in the RTB office with the judges. And in May 2019, just May gone by, a termination order was given by the RTB to the tenants that they had 21 days to come out of the property. And that was due, that was up on the 13th of June and they haven't come out of the house. They're still in the house. The termination order hasn't been enforced. We've pulled out of the sale now anyways because it's just gone too long.
So you've lost the house of your dreams.
We've pulled out now because we've nobody's given us a definite date of when those tenants are going to be out. The most frustrating part has been that those tenants haven't paid rent since Christmas.
And what the landlord, as they're called.
I'm just ringing to give our side as buyers.
Yeah, I know, but what I was going to say was the way people talk about landlords, sometimes it's as if they're criminals. But the landlord wants to sell the house to you.
Yeah.
You bought the house, you were buying the house legitimately, and he or she can't sell the house effectively. Yeah. It's gone for them as well.
Basically, they're after losing a sale now because we've pulled out because
they stopped paying rent.
At Christmas.
Yeah. So we're now into July.
Yes.
Seventh month.
And I'm a tenant myself. I've been a tenant for 20 years. I'm from the country, so I've lived in Galway in Dublin and paid rent for 20 years. I'm a tenant. I'm full tenant's rights. I'm not a landlord, so I'm full tenant's rights, but this is just from a buyer's perspective.
Yeah, but there's no shame in being a landlord. Like, they do supply a market out there,
exactly,
whether people like it or not.
I'm full tenant's rights.
That the state, unfortunately, isn't supplying.
Yeah, if a man or woman wants to sell his property, they should be entitled to do that if they give enough notice to tenants.
And do you know,
that's my opinion.
The PRTB and the termination order which they decreed, how do they normally enforce it?
I have no idea, and this is kind of why I just wanted to highlight this issue. Like, maybe it's my ignorance and I don't know enough about the RTB, but I think I'm like a lot of people in the country, I'm very confused as to, like, I just feel like that tribunal in April was a waste of people's time and money because it wasn't enforced.
And by the way, I reckon about 8 months you basically thought you were getting this house.
Yeah.
But have you resigned yourself to the fact that you're not going to get it?
Yeah, we took our deposit back from the estate agents and we're going to start looking again now. We're just taking a break for a few weeks because it's been very, very stressful. The last 8 months were hugely stressful. Me and my partner have worked full time all our lives and have saved loads of money, couldn't go on holidays. Like, forgave nights out, friends, parties to get this house that we really wanted. And we just, like, what about our rights? You know, we're buyers, we're working hard all our lives. And, like, we've paid rent all our lives. I mean, what if we stopped paying rent at Christmas and just did what those tenants did? Like, it's very, very unfair. Very unfair system. You know, and you hear a lot on radio shows about tenants' rights, but, I mean, what about buyers' rights and people that work hard all their lives and we've paid taxes all our lives? You know, it's very, very unfair.
Okay. Susan, best of luck in your house hunting, and Tracy O'Connell. But when have the council given you a date to be out by? What's it, 2 weeks, Tracy? Have they handed you a piece of paper?
No, it was just over meeting.
Okay. We're keeping this, Tracy O'Connell and Susan.